T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Every year we get a bunch of people together to spend some summertime enjoying a ton of new music discovery, a ton of hanging out with their friends in the streets, in clubs, a mixture of things for a long weekend down in the Capitol Hill neighborhood. It's Capitol Hill Block Party. Welcome Jason, Eli, and Evan to the studio today.
Hello. Hello. Thanks for having us.
So many hellos. Hello. You come in every year. It's become an annual tradition for us to talk music and about music, specifically a music festival that's right there in the freaking street of Capitol Hill.
I think right there in the heart of it.
Someone who hasn't been before doesn't realize that it's like literally where you would be like paying to park at other times. There's the thing going on.
So we pay to park for you. We have to pay that parking. But
I feel like we pay to get into the where you're paying to park. So that's nice. So, you know, I was thinking it's got to be a decade of doing this, then it's kind of more than that. How long have you been doing Capitol Hill Block Party?
I've been involved since 2006. So what does that put me at, 13 years?
Mm-hmm. And that's only tip of the iceberg, right?
Yeah, and then we've, you know, the festival's been around since 97, so we're talking 23 years in various iterations.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
23 years.
23 years.
How has it changed in the, I guess, in the time that you've been involved? Like, how have you seen it grow or get smaller or more compact, or how's it gone?
Yeah, so, I mean, when I started in 2006, it was, there was, you know, one stage. It was fairly small. Maybe we would do 1,200 to maybe 1,600 a day kind of thing, a couple days. Actually, it was one day, then it was like a second day was added. And then when I started booking it, I was at Numo's, and I was the talent buyer there, and I started booking a lot of bigger bands, I think, or bands that just got bigger. Band of Horses, Fleet Foxes, Murder City Devils. Like, suddenly, we took a step up, and we were hitting 5,000 people showing up to this event, right? And over time, we've just continued to grow the brand and the production, and the artists, both locally and nationally, have gotten bigger. And, and here we are, 13 years later.
So you said you started with one stage. Where are we at now? Like, how many places does Capitol Hill Block Party take place in?
We have two outdoor stages, and then we have three indoor stages.
Yeah.
And then we have, actually, we have a couple DJ stages now as well that are sort of these auxiliary stages. One's a free event in Chop House Row. And then we also do like a little sort of second stage in the outside of the Runaway in Numo's. So a lot of the musicians that are performing will then come down and play records, and that's super fun. It's very communal, super hang. I mean, ultimately, it's about 7 stages.
Oh,
probably. A lot more to manage now,
It is, yeah.
A little different than just having one single stage.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite part of the Capitol Hill Block Party, Ichi? What do you like the most about it? And it could be anything. It could be behind the scenes or up front.
Well, I think it's always like, you know, it's a culmination of the work that we do all year round at Numo's and Barboza. You know, this team here, Eli and Evan, are booking all year round and doing and working with artists. And so when we get to see these guys come on stage and play in front of 10,000 people, that's probably, I think, the goosebump moment that we always kind of all walk away from and going, this is cool. Mm-hmm. You know, this is such an ingrained opportunity for these bands and for us to be able to, like, be a part of this and see these artists grow to the point where they're selling out a day, like whether it's Odessa or Father John Misty or, you know, there's been a long legacy of artists that have come through. And
sometimes more than once.
like Odessa's played like 3 times, but they started out at Numo's and then they start out, then they play midday, you know, and then they're headlining, you know, years later. So we've had many, many returning artists go through that process with us. And that's probably, I think, our biggest takeaway from that and enjoyment, you know.
How about you two?
I mean, I really love seeing the neighborhood sort of activated like that, because it's the same place that you hang out at, you know, however many days a week, however many months a year. But it's just completely different when block party's happening. But it's also so cool to be there with, you know, 8,000 to 10,000 people watching a show, and then you can just duck out and go to Momiji and get sushi. It's just like you go chill out at
I'm too hungry right now for that.
at Cal Anderson Park, and just like you're just at the park. That is, it's just very strange to see it like operate in that way.
Cool.
But it's just a different way to look at it. It's special.
Yeah, similar to that. It always does feel like a block party to me, where it's so close to where you live, where a lot of people live, and even for people coming into town for the day, it feels very much like, oh, we literally shut these streets down to have a party. You know, music, food. It's a lot more than just like standing in front of a stage and seeing people because there's so much happening around you. It's a unique festival in the sense of we're within this city, within this neighborhood that's already bustling on a weekend anyways, sure. And we added all this other stuff to it, so it feels like a big fun party.
We used to pre-funk down the street at my friend's business that has now been turned into, you guessed it, a condo.
Yes.
But it was always fun that we'd just be like kind of screwing around, goofing off, and then it's like, hey, it's time to go watch music now, and then we wander down the street. So it really is right in the middle of this neighborhood, which is sweet. Okay, I guess we should stop beating around the bush here and get right to the point. Capitol Hill Block Party 2019 down on Pike Street, as usual, and around the corner there, July 19th through 21st. Mm-hmm. Who are we looking at as some of the names that we're going
to
be seeing?
We're really excited to have Fantagram back.
Yes!
It's been probably 5 years. I think the first year I worked on it, they played. So that
and
was
that's a great example of a band that like has played midday, you know? And now they're coming back to headline, open up the festival on Friday night. So we're super excited about that.
Cool.
Yeah, we're excited to have R.L. Grime, too. That's someone we've been working to have he's been a name on the list for like 3 or 4 years. That's kind of how it works, is you put a name on the thing, and it doesn't happen this time, and it doesn't happen that time, and then finally you find the right time to do it. But he's going to play in the Sunday night headline this Sunday. And then we have Lizzo playing on the Saturday, who has become a very big deal. She's on Ellen. She's dancing around with all those ladies. Like, it's
Minneapolis rapper singer that has really blown up.
She sings.
So musical.
Dancer. Yeah, yeah. She's like a super entertainer. She has one of the best, you know, sort of Instagram, Twitter feeds, too. She's very, very funny.
And that's a great example of somebody who played the festival a few years ago, midday. And Eli and I were on the stage kind of watching it and just kind of brought the house down. And we were like, holy.
They were talking about her having a new record. It was sort of like, we got to try this. I got to have her back no matter what.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just been a real rise for her, too. So
that's awesome. I'll get there.
You got it, man.
A lot of the names that I'm seeing on here are just dominated the end of your list, which must make you feel pretty great. Mitski, and I kept seeing the Eve's Tumor all over the place.
Yeah, Eve's Tumor is a little like different. That's what's kind of cool about Block Party to me, too. And I had a couple people say that to me last year, that it's a festival where you have these big names, but we still do the small stuff. We still do a few of the, you know, left of center things, and they still play well there. Like, we had a few things last year that I was like, oh, is this going to be too weird for the middle of the day outside? And it's like, nah, people love it. They're here to see music. And
the people
who come are very cool and into it.
Well, I guess that begs the question then, like, how do you look at a blend of artists? You know, we just talked about a couple here. Let me read through a few. Amine, Big Wild, Jungle, Snake Hips, Denzel Curry, Saba, Kuko, JPEG Mafia. There's like a ton of names here of a bunch of different styles.
Yeah.
This year, I see that there's a lot of electronic. There's a lot of rap that's in there. What do you do to make sure that the blend goes a certain way, or do you try not to worry about that?
I usually honestly just look at what we did last year and try to think about what worked and what didn't, what I saw that was outstanding and what wasn't, and then we just sort of go from there. It's like, oh, we had this many rappers, like, let's try to start thinking about those slots, and, you know, the hip-hop played really well at this time, and the main support on the Sunday has got to be, it just feels like this. But at the same time, I also spent a lot of time making sure we weren't neglecting guitar bands and just more traditional sort of.
A lot harder
like,
this year.
Yeah, every year it gets harder and harder. But I also feel like there's like a whole turnaround with like bedroom pop, like Kuko, who you talked about, a couple of the other, still Woozy, like these up and coming like bedroom producer, you know, guitar player kids that are just like taken off that have this whole different sort of sound.
You want to do yourself go find out about Kuko because
Kuko's amazing.
Lots of synths, lots of guitar noises, and a lot of like strange snark.
Yeah, it's also like just great songwriting too. Yeah. And that's a big thing about Block Party for me is like it has to be good. Like you can't play if I feel like your music is not great. This is, you know, it's a culmination of our bookings for the year and the things that we were most excited about and the things that we saw people were the most excited about.
Question for you then. For me, what's really important is that there's good local representation. We're like real into that. And so tell us about who you've got that, you know, either calls Seattle home or did or something. Like, what kind of local representation are we going to see at Block Party this year?
Yeah. As every year, we always have, a good chunk of our lineup is featuring local talent, which feels
awesome.
Great. It does feel like a rare thing.
60-70%.
Yeah. Like a lot. And we have people like Valley Maker, Plastic Picnic, who are some boys from Bellingham that then moved to New York and now are back here. And Breaks and Swells, one of the best kind of soul, funk, jazz bands that you can have. The Blacktones, RIP, they're great. I'm sure they get played on the
Locals
end.
Only. Yeah,
Locals
yeah,
Only,
yeah, sure.
I'm sure Stephen loves them. Romero Francois, Sloucher, one of the better you know, classic rock sounds that you can find in Seattle still, and then many, many, many more. That's the great part, is that it's just the tip of the iceberg for locals even.
Typically speaking, now you can go to 1077theend.com right now to find out the full lineup, because we're just touching on a few things here to get excited. If I list the whole thing, you'll get lost in it, because there's so many bands that play. Mm-hmm. Typically, you give us some up front, and then more is added. Are we doing that again this year?
I mean, a little bit. I feel like we're trying to go a little more whole hog this year, though.
Great.
So I feel like, you know, we're seeing probably 80% of it right now. Mm-hmm. You know, give the people what they want. You want to see it right now. This is what we've been working on.
I always feel like Capitol Hill Block Party is a bunch of bands that when I see the lineup, I'm like, wow, who's that? That sounds interesting. What? That's a weird name. Cool. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of the year, everyone's talking about those bands that I've just had a chance to see in just our neighborhood here outside the studio. Is that something that you pride yourselves on or you shoot for? How do you feel about that? How do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think it's a result of working, you know, with Evan on Numbos and Barboza and seeing that stuff come through and seeing what sells tickets and being able to see it in that small room before they're playing a big stage, before, you know, it's either their first time through or it's like the second record and they're going to make a move. So I think it's just a result of, it's both that and just sort of keeping your ear to the ground. I mean, going to the festival is such, I wish we could do the festival every weekend because that would be so much better at booking it if we could do it. Because you could see this stuff in action. Like you see people react to it and you're just like, oh, they're doing that thing. I remember I saw, you know, that before. It's like, this is like, oh, this is a whole new vibe. This is a whole new thing that people are into right now.
Oh, just to add to that too, like music is changing so quickly and music is getting out into the masses in ways in which, you know, circumvent things like KNDD and other traditional media forms, right?
Sure.
Like, so stuff is coming up out of nowhere so quickly that we can't expect everybody to know everything. And so when I look back on like all the old posters, we're just gathering them to like relaunch them on the site. Cause I was like, we almost need to give people like history and reference, because you'll see like Odessa playing like, you know, on the fourth or fifth or sixth line. You sort of see where all these bands have like been booked as fairly small bands and now they're huge. And so I think it goes to show that's a big part of what we do for sure.
It's super cool. It's July 19th through 21st. It's, of course, in Capitol Hill. It's Capitol Hill Block Party. This is a bonus question. I read at the end of last year about how the city's going to make your lives a little bit more difficult after 2019, that they're going to take a look back at what this means to the neighborhood,
right,
and how they could possibly impact you. I know you have to immediately get planning 2020 right away. There's no break for you on this. How has that impacted you, and what does the future of like this music festival and other music festivals look like to you when the city's saying those type of things?
Well, I think the city, you know, has to do its due diligence. I mean, there's some people in the community that feel like, hey, this festival is hard for us. We're a retail business. We sell sneakers or we sell this, and it doesn't necessarily equate to a great weekend for us. You know, music fans are there. They want to eat. They want to drink. They want to see music. And so I understand that as a neighbor working in that neighborhood, I have to be conscientious of that. So the city is going to review it. You know, when we started, even the time that I've been there, right, say since 2006, there was not that many businesses there. And if they were generally bars, restaurants. Well, so much retail and so much has changed in that neighborhood, new condo developments. And,
sure,
you know, so it's probably time to just sort of reassess and understand, like, what are the impacts, positive and negative? And I'm okay with that. As a neighbor and somebody who's lived in that neighborhood for years, who's had a business there for 13 years, who works there every day, that's just part of being a community. So our job is now to, you know, work on that with the city, understand the impacts, and try to do what we can to make it better if we can. And that's all we can do, right? My hope is that the neighborhood's still supportive of it, understands the cultural significance and importance of the music in that neighborhood, despite the fact that so many more people are living there, so many new businesses are working there. We all got to work together to try to keep the arts and music community intact and alive in Capitol Hill. So we're activating all kinds of stuff this year in Callanerson Park. We're doing a skate competition. Second annual was a big success last year. We're doing Baton Rouge, a big fundraising softball game for Lifelong. We're working with a bunch of new nonprofit partners. And when you go to buy tickets today, you'll see that there's an opportunity to check in to or add nonprofit donations to your cart on your checkout. And we'll match those donations. We're trying to do a quick like on-sale drive, fundraising drive for four nonprofits. About 5,000 a piece. It's not that much. We wanted to keep it manageable. So if you can help us out there, jump in. We'll match you up to $2,500 a piece per nonprofit. And that's in addition to the work that we do with KXP and the Vera Project and other nonprofits and Capitol Hill Art Walk, which we're big supporters of. So all that information is going to be available on the site this year. You can really dig in and understand what Block Party is all about. And hopefully it puts more perspective on what we do.
It's a part of the freaking neighborhood. It's Capitol Hill Block Party because it's in Capitol Hill. This is a music fest out your own door, or if you come into the city like part of somebody's actual hood, which is super cool.
And And just to add to that, like you asked me, the what is the future of special events and festivals? I mean, we can look around and see that Sasquatch has gone away. Upstream Festival has taken a time out, and that's struggled to get off the ground. It's a tough business, and it's a tough city to work in. It's only getting more and more expensive. So I do encourage people to pay attention to special events in general. The city's doing a huge review, not just on Block Party, but how special events work. And we as a city need to continue to promote special events, art, music, and it should be a part of the city's sort of budgetary planning process.
CapitolHillBlockParty.com is where you'll go at 9 a.m. and beyond starting today to be able to pick up your tickets. Three-day passes, single-day tickets.
Everything.
Yeah, everything. Days, VIPs.
Everything ready to go today at 9 a.m. CapitolHillBlockParty.com. Jason, Eli, Evan, thank you so much for coming in again.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.